When I was considering whether it was right for me to go back to work or not, one of the biggest issues that got in the way was questions about my benefits. It's not just about making money. It's about keeping your world glued together. Benefits issues impact entire families, not just individuals. Benefits were what I survived on. I had no child support at the time, had no income, and so any changes that would be made to that, I saw as a threat to my very life. I knew that child care was extremely expensive, and it would require that I earned quite a bit of money to offset that cost initially. I also was concerned about changes that were going to happen to subsidized housing, Healthy Start coverage, medical coverage that my children have. All of these different benefits have different guidelines, different stipulations, different requirements, different aspects to them. And it is extremely complicated to know where the line is. So you could think that you're okay as far as income goes. You're not going to exceed the income requirement to qualify for child care subsidy. But you also have to keep in mind that there is a different line to maintain your health coverage. And there's a different line to keep your food stamps. And there's a different line for housing. There's all these different lines. And the income requirements to maintain these benefits are different. Having information about your benefits absolutely helps in the decision-making process about not only when to go back to work, but if you're able to work more hours, should you feel compelled to do that. It's been ongoing for me. The issue hasn't been resolved because I went back to work. I still maintain many of these benefits while I'm working, and so that's also been sort of a balancing act, if you will. When an employment specialist is comfortable discussing benefits issues, or even comfortable enough to point you in the right direction so that you do know where to go for the answers, even if the employment specialist doesn't have the answers that you need, if there is that comfort level in discussing benefits with you, it really helps to dissipate some of the anxiety that surrounds the issue. And if there is not a certain comfort level with discussing benefits, I can tell you from personal experience that the client will pick up on that very quickly. And it sends a message that if this is something that a professional is nervous about, then I certainly should be concerned about it. And their concern may not be surrounding the loss of benefits, but it may read that way to a client just because of your hesitancy and your ambivalence to even discuss it. So I think the way in which you can approach this topic has a great effect on the outcome, even more so maybe than the actual information that's given. It's the attitude that the person sees coming across when they bring this issue up. You know, if you wince when I say Social Security income, then I'm going to take that as a sign that this is something that I should be worried about.